A 60-day public feedback period on the provincial government's draft range plan for woodland caribou in the western portion of the Boreal Plains begins today. The boreal population of woodland caribou is listed as threatened species under federal legislation. The plan looks to manage caribou habitat and support a healthy population. The review period concludes in February. A second lawsuit has been filed seeking damages after the fatal plane crash near Fond du Lac nearly 2 years ago. NBC's Dan Jones reports.
David Oper was on board the 22-passenger flight December 13, 2017. He was in northern Saskatchewan working as a doctor. His 11-page suit alleges there were no indications or warnings during the crash and that the flight crew left the passengers to fend for themselves in the chaos of the accident. Oper claims he sustained an injury to his left hand, which will require medical treatment for years to come. Other ailments in the suit allege hearing loss, panic attacks, inability to focus, and insomnia. The claim alleges there were no steps taken to de-ice the plane or clear the runway. The Transportation Safety Board found that no anti-icing equipment was available at the Fond du Lac Airport and that the crew of the aircraft did not use the available ladders and de-icing equipment. The suit is seeking unspecified damages. A 19-year-old man died due to his injuries approximately 2 weeks after the crash. Dan Jones, NBC Radio News, Regina.
Three additional RCMP members are now working out of the LaRange detachment. The town has signed an agreement and is paying for the new officers. The cost is around $400,000 a year. LaRange Mayor Ron Wojtowicz says discussions continued for several months before an agreement was reached.
It's a contract that we signed and we approved, and it's totally going ahead. And from what I understand, we've already got the bill for the first quarter, so it must be in place.
LaRange RCMP Acting Staff Sergeant Josh Hallett says there could be new activities like foot patrols.
We're going to have some increased foot patrols, and in the summer we even hope to have some bike patrols as well. That's one of the things that we're going to be looking at, is getting the officers trained in on the bike course that we have in the RCMP, and that'll sort of increase some visibility in the community and be a little more active too. People will be able to stop and talk to the officers.
Hallett says the three new Mounties will do most of their work in the town of LaRange, but they will also be available for other calls. A ratification vote is set for January on a 100-year-old land dispute between Canada and the Wood Mountain Lakota Nation. After the First World War, Canada gave away nearly half of the First Nations reserve land to non-Indigenous soldiers and settlers. After a decade of negotiations, band members will vote on a deal of $50 million and the purchase of 5,700 acres of land. The First Nation is located about 65 kilometers southwest of Assiniboia. Management at Regina's Co-op refinery are flying in employees by helicopter during the ongoing labor disputes. The union says it's an attempt to distract attention away from the unsafe operation of the refinery. Unifor 594 President Kevin Bittman says it's a sign that the picket lines are working.
To me, it just shows that, you know, there's a reason why it takes qualified and skilled people to run a refinery, and locking us out isn't going to make that go smoothly.
About 700 unionized workers were locked out last week after serving strike notice. Alberta Premier Jason Kenney and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau are meeting today face-to-face for the first time since the October federal election.
Before the election, Kenney had spent months arguing the Liberals were, at their peril, ignoring the concerns of the West. The election results brought the reality of that to the fore, and with Trudeau now insisting he's all ears, Kenney is headed into their meeting with five specific demands. They include changes to a federal payment program that tops up provincial revenues, amendments to environmental regulations, and a firm deadline to get the Trans Mountain Pipeline up and running. Their meeting caps off a two-day trip to the capital for Kenney, who was one of the last premiers to meet with Trudeau face-to-face since the October vote. Stephanie Levitz, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
A new agreement has been reached to revise the North American Free Trade Deal. Reporter Terry Pedwell says the new deal paves the way for implementing legislation to be tabled in the U.S. Congress.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement was originally signed by the three countries last year, but U.S. ratification has been stalled for months as congressional Democrats and organized labor bickered with Mexico over labor rights, as well as the deal's treatment of steel and aluminum. The new breakthrough follows U.S. labor unions approving Mexico's proposal to phase in a tighter definition of what constitutes North American steel.
The aluminum and automotive industries are angry that Mexico had not agreed to tighten the definition of what constitutes North American aluminum.